Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Please be seated. I know it's not Easter, but yes it is. We celebrate the risen. We celebrate what we hope in terms of greater expectations, our own resurrection. Let me wish you grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray and ask God's blessing upon this time together. Heavenly Father, we gather with special purpose today to remember and reflect, but to anticipate and expect as well. Remember and reflect upon those who have gone on before us, leaving us this legacy of faith, and to anticipate and expect even greater things as we likewise take up the mantle of passing on the faith. Bless us in this, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And aside, first of all, a takeaway from what Pastor Seidler said, I spent a lot of my life relying on this little device or something like that as a calendar. And it occurred to me as he was talking to us about the importance of that calendar, what a great visual it is to have grandpas and grandmas, moms and dads on your refrigerator or somewhere right there with the kids, a calendar that you can actually go visit, you know, and write on and so forth. That's just my little takeaway from what he was talking about in terms of helping to pass on the faith with greater expectations for the next generation. Second thing this morning is that as you came in, hopefully you saw a picture as you came in, because those of you sitting in the way back won't be able to see this, but this was on the way in. And here's the backstory behind this picture. This is not a picture of my farm. This is a picture that is a reminder. This is a picture that sort of grounds me, pardon the pun, okay? Because this is one ground-pounding tractor here. In the picture that hangs typically above my desk at home, in this picture that used to hang in my parents' house, and before they downsized, they do the things that parents do, and they ask you, what of our stuff do you want? And my answer was, nothing. Really don't. I got enough stuff. But then I revisited that, and there's this picture that I said, I would like to have that. And the reason I wanted to have this picture is because it reminds me of certain things. It's a November kind of picture. That's why I brought it today. My first thought as I was looking at this, I said, you know, that's a very November picture. It anticipates what is yet to come, Thanksgiving. And for those of you that didn't grow up on a farm, the way that it anticipates what is yet to come is that harvest is done. And this is a picture of getting the ground ready. Everything has died. You know, November is kind of a time of year when you see the things die and the trees lose their leaves and there's not much on them anymore. So it was a reminder of that and the connection with All Saints Day as well. But All Saints Day is not just about death. All Saints Day is about new beginnings. And the word from the scriptures today is that I really want to focus on from 1 John, just two words, actually three, because it's in a possessive form. It's God's children. That little apostrophe S is very important. God's children. In other translations, it would say children of God, meaning that you are connected. You have an identity. There is something greater beyond, a greater expectation for God's children. And in this photo, it's a photo it might even be a line drawing. I have to take a look at the back of it. But it's a pencil drawing. Reminds me of Thanksgiving. It reminds me of death. But in this photo is the preparation for the field for next year. Oftentimes, you would plow the ground after the crop was in and get it ready for spring. Get it ready for new life so that out of death would spring life. Now, there's another reason, children of God, that I bring this to you. I said it's not a picture of my farm, but we had a tractor exactly like this one that's in the picture. It's a 5020 John Deere diesel, which means absolutely nothing to most of you, right? But if you were me as a kid, this was the ground-pounding, big honking tractor machine of the time. And we had one. And as a 16-year-old kid on top of that thing, you felt like you had power at your fingertips. And you did. You did. In fact, you had so much power at your fingertips that you could get into this kind of trouble. This kind of trouble. This distractor was capable of pulling a six-bottom plow that's got six big, I'll use the word again, big honking blades that turn the soil over. And on a hillside on our farm was an underground spring that sometimes was wetter than other times. And if you weren't on your toes, ready to lift that plow out of the ground, that tractor, when it hit that area and that plow did not come up out of the ground in time, would just dig itself a hole. Almost exactly like this picture. And why this is a reminder of me, to me, of All Saints Day? Well, for how many of you, this is your first All Saints Day without a particular loved one in your life? In other words, this is the year that they passed away. How many of you are in that category? Mine too. This is my first All Saints Day without my dad. And when you were that 16-year-old kid and you were driving that tractor and you got stuck, I want to tell you, this is in the days before cell phone. You didn't get on the cell phone and say, "Hey, Dad, you need to come pull us out, pull me out." You probably had to walk back to wherever you had parked the pickup or the motorbike that you rode out to the field, ride home, say, "Dad, tractor's stuck." And it didn't. And what it meant was that my dad and probably my Uncle Bill or my Uncle Eddie or my brother, they had to bring out two tractors. That's how stuck this is. And you couldn't just put a log chain on it because a log chain would break. The two tractors that they brought out had long steel cables stored, wrapped on the front. And you'd put those on those two tractors. You would attach those cables not to the front of the tractor, not to that front axle, because you could pull that off. That's how stuck it was. And you had to hook that to the rear axles and work together, the three of you, to pull that out. Why is it reminding me of my dad? Well, I think Dad was a good dad. He's not a perfect dad. Could get kind of frustrated with your kid because you told him to watch out for that wet spot, right? But that's not what happened. It would be Dad and somebody else come out and assist you with that and pull you out of that so you could go on and complete the job. Today is a day that is about remembrance. It's a day that celebrates the saints. It's a day that wells up into you some memories about those who have gone on before you, especially those who share the identity that you have. When John says to us, he calls us his children. John says, we are God's children. We are already God's children. You get the impression that John has a message to bring home to us who might sometimes forget who we are in the midst of all the stuff that's going around, might even forget who we are in our grief, our sadness at missing the individual who has gone on before us. What John's letter does is it grounds us in that reality that we have an identity, and it's an identity that is shared with those of the saints that have gone on before us. 2 weeks ago, maybe it's three now, I'm losing track of time, we were at the funeral of Jeanette's stepdad, Lauren. And Lauren's little church out in western Minnesota, like the other two parishes that are part of the area that pastor serves, has a cemetery in the backyard. So that when you have a funeral of a saint in a church like that, you don't hop in the hearse and drive off to Jefferson Barracks or a nearby cemetery. You walk behind the casket with the pastor reading scripture from the church out to the gravesite. And as you walk, you're walking by all the other headstones of all the other people. And in that kind of a community, my wife is looking at those headstones, and she knows a lot of those names. Those are the saints that have gone on before. In Australia, Dr. John Eckert was telling me that in their small churches, the cemetery is not in the backyard. It's in the front yard. So that as you are coming into church, you walk among the saints that have gone on before. And the call as you walk among the saints that have gone on before is not to remember their deeds for the sake of their deeds,
but to remember that there is a greater expectation that they share the identity that you and I have, that they were called children of God before you were called children of God, and what has been passed on to you now by their work, by their labors from which they rest, is the good news that you and I are children of God. And we're going to pass that on to the next generations as well. All Saints Day celebrates the saints who have gone on before us. All Saints Day calls to mind the blessing that they have been down through time. All Saints Day celebrates how it is that they have passed on to us the legacy of faith. But that's not all Saints Day is. If that were all Saints Day is, then all it does is it looks backward. All Saints Day is a day that calls us to look forward to greater expectations as well. To be those people so influenced by others who have been brought to the font of God, been made their child, like we who are now children of God because we have been brought to the font and made His children, that we pass that faith on now, not only in words, not only in worship, but in how we live out our lives and pass on to them the blessing of what it means to be a child of God. And sometimes that's going to happen in words. Sometimes that's going to happen in our actions. To pass on that blessing is so, so very important for those of us still raising our families, helping to raise grandchildren, and so forth. Do you realize what a blessing it is to be those people in the lives of little ones and ones who don't know Jesus? There's a video kind of making its rounds, and it has to do with privilege. And it takes place out on a soccer field or a football field, and everybody, all these young people are lined up along the goal line, and the man who's directing this experiment is holding a $100 bill in his hand. And they're going to race for the $100 bill. But before they start the race for the $100 bill, he says, I'm going to say a few things, and you need to respond to these according to who you are. He says, I want you to take two steps forward if you grew up in a family with both parents. Well, as you can imagine, some step forward and some don't. That means those folks have a head start for the $100 bill already. And then he says, I want you to take two steps forward if you never had to help your parents pay the bills when you were growing up. Some more folks step forward, but not everybody. Now you've got some folks that have a whole four-step lead on the folks that are still at the starting line. And this goes on. And one of the things he says, I want you to take two steps forward if you were raised in a home that had a father. And that one really touched me. Really hit me. Because not only do these folks have a head start, but what really touched me about that was an episode that took place in which a saint, namely Dad, I mean, he's not a perfect guy. He was a man who demonstrated what sin and grace was all about. He was a man who, you know, repented of his sins on Sunday morning and had trouble maintaining that during the week, just like any of us. But the reason that video touches my heart so much is I realize what is absent, what cannot be in the lives of some of those young people, are the kinds of words that my dad spoke to me, the kind of blessing that my dad spoke to me. And sometimes you've got to listen close for the blessing, folks, because dads and men speak differently, ladies, than you do. Dads tend to speak better when they're doing something with their hands. Dad spoke underneath a combine. How many of you know what a combine is? Okay, most of you, right? It's a harvesting machine, all right? And machines need to be maintained, and we are underneath that on a November evening. It's kind of dark. Got a big old lamp underneath there, and we're lubricating it, making sure everything's ready to go out to the field the next day. And Dad starts to talk. And when Dad talks, you got to kind of listen, because Dad wasn't a man of all that many words. Probably as amazing to him as anything that he has a son that grew up to be a guy who likes words. And we're working under there, and he starts to talk about going to church Saturday night at a neighboring congregation. And how the pastor was up there reading and preaching and stuff. And he says to me, David, I could see you up there
I got greasy coveralls on. My hands are with the grease gun. They're working there. My dad has just given me the blessing to his firstborn. He probably would have preferred that I follow him in farming. But those words, now that Dad beholds Jesus face to face, those words are the blessing that still lingers with me. And in large part, are a part of the reason that I do stand here today, because somebody gave me that kind of blessing. And I think about these kids that have not fathers, have not parents, or have not ever received the blessing, the words of encouragement. And you might be one of them. You might never have received that blessing. It took me a while to think about when I received that kind of blessing from my dad. But there's good news for you on this All Saints Day. And that is, you are a child of God, which means he is your heavenly Father who has a blessing for you. Know this, you are a child of God with a heavenly Father who loves you. Receive this, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing that you have done has deserved what it is that God has done for you. Nothing that the saints of old did prompted God to look at them as deserving of what he did for them. Nothing that our kids of the future will do will prompt an attitude of deserving. But it's by the grace of God in Jesus Christ that we have this identity as his children. And you have the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. You're not alone, child of God. God is with you. And finally, believe this. Nothing can separate you from that love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It is as certain as his promises. It is as certain as his resurrection from the dead. It is certain that you have the full blessing of being a child of God, even as you anticipate that crown of victory that will be yours someday when you see him as he is. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, on this All Saints Day, we gather to reflect and remember. May our reflections and remembrances prompt us to something greater, greater expectations in terms of how we pass on that legacy of faith to others. Heavenly Father, this All Saints Day also prompts us to anticipate and expect the greater, that there are indeed perhaps greater challenges for us who are saints who are still living. In the midst of that, Lord, remind me who I am. May our anticipation and expectations also move us to greater faith. Lord, daily, by my baptism, remind me who I am. And finally, Lord, let this day of anticipation and expectation of the greater things anticipate as we come forward to eat and drink of your body and blood together with angels, archangels, and all the saints that have gone on before us. Help us to look forward to that greater life when this life ends. Lord, remind me who I am. In Jesus, amen.